Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. So, since we want to make sure we're presenting everybody, would you mind sharing your race?
African-American.
African-American, all right. So would you mind sharing your age?
42.
42, all right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but what would you say are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you going to definitely vote?
Somebody had called me the other day about this same thing. It was like a 10 or 15 minute survey, and a guy said that was not nobody else going to call me, but I guess, is this for the same thing about the presidential election?
Well, this survey is about the presidential elections, but it also talks a little bit about some other topics. But here in this survey, it says that this was, like, not completed. This was, like, a brand new one. So I'm not necessarily sure if it was another company that called you. So would you say you're going to definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or are you not going to vote?
I'm probably not going to vote.
All right. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential elections for Congress and also presidentials in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
I'm not motivated to vote.
So would that be a 0 then?
Yeah.
All right. So thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right. Mm-hmm. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of that, yeah.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. Mm-hmm. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 basically means you do not like these people, a 100 means you do like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion about them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
50-50.
Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin, that's here in Wisconsin. She all right, 50-50.
50 as well, all right. What about the Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party, I don't, is a 0.
0, all right. What about Project 2025?
A 0.
The Republican Party?
A 0.
Donald Trump?
A 0.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, I give him 50-50.
50, all right. And what about J.D. Vance?
I really don't know much about him. I've read a little about him, but I don't know much about him. I'm not going to lie.
All right, no worries. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
I wouldn't be voting. I got to think about it. I got to give it a lot of thought between now and then, but it looks like I'm going to vote independent.
All right. But if the elections for president were being held today and the candidates were just Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, for who would you vote for?
I probably would go for Kamala.
All right. So what do you need to hear more about these candidates in order to make like a strong decision that you are going to vote for one of these people?
First of all, we have not got our reparations from what our ancestors went through. Second of all, we got the violence spiraling out of control, the education, the climate change is ridiculous. Stuff is dying, like not even going to eat animals, for instance.
All right. So would you say it's because you haven't had reparations, there's also the issue of COVID, there's the issue of climate change, and there's also the issue about, like, a lack of good education?
Definitely.
All right. lack of good education. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you just some reasons that others have given as to why it's important to vote in the 2024 elections. And if you could please rate each one of these on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means this is not at all a convincing reason, a 5 means that this is a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and a 10 means that this is a very convincing reason to vote. So the first one is, Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging, installing actions to address climate change.
That's a reason to vote.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
I would rate a 5 in between.
All right. All women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away a woman's reproductive rights, and he would sign a national bill to ban abortion. And he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on people's rights to make choices for themselves.
I don't support that.
All right.
I don't support it.
All right. But would you say this is like a very convincing reason to go vote then? Or
that's
not?
A very good reason to go vote. It is.
All right. So would that be a 10 then?
It'd be a 10, yes.
All right. We need gun reform now to make our community safer. But Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must stop them from flooding our streets with guns.
That's a 10. That's a good... Yeah, that's a reason to vote. Yes, that's
all right.
What I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear that they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off, quote, entitlement programs, end quote, ignoring that they spent a lifetime learning and earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and our grandparents.
That's the reason to vote. That's a 10. I give it a 10.
All right. Thank you. So kind of based on all those kind of like statements and reasons, for who would you vote for if elections for president were being held today? For Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
I will go with Kamala.
All right. And could you please rate again your level of motivation to vote in this year's presidential elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a
it's
0 means...
It's a 0, sir. I'm sorry. I've just been watching everything. I know this is like off topic, but I've just been watching everything, and I'm just not happy with the way none of this is going. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not racist. I don't care about Kamala because she's Hindu, and I don't got time to be playing her games and this government stuff. It's not making sense to the American people that work every day, that is productive citizens, that don't have jail records and all this other stuff that people judge black folks and Latinos with. So yeah, I'm very low on voting. Like, I've been very upset in my own way, not just like I'm gonna just go boom. Like, no, I'm just upset because I know I feel like things are not going to change. We're gonna go into another election with the same stuff happening, low paying jobs, busting your butt, working 12 and 13 and 15 hour days, slaving, and you can't even do nothing with your own kids. And what about the people that, like me, that has raised their kids? I did the work with my kids. I struggled. I did everything. And I'm still struggling. It's unacceptable. It is. And I work 2 jobs. And I still make under a certain amount of money. So yeah, I'm not, I know it's maybe a good thing that I need to vote, but I don't feel like nothing's changing. I'm not motivated. I'm not convinced to see that. I haven't heard the things that I want to hear that's going to make anything change. It's just been in baby steps. And baby steps is nothing. When things need to start changing today, at 6:52 p.m., it needs to start changing now. So I'm not, sir. I'm sorry. I'm not.
No worries. All right. I totally understand. And thank you so much for sharing that. So now I'm going to read you just a few short statements. It's just three ones that some people have made about Kamala Harris. And if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that this is a very convincing reason to vote for her for president, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that this is not at all a convincing reason. So the first statement is, this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first Black woman president. But this election is more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris might mean a chance to turn our country into a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all. So how much of a convincing reason to vote for her would you say this is on a scale of 0 to 10?
A 5, because I'm not trying to be mean. Kamala Harris is not Black, sir. That lady is Hindu and Indian. That's what her background. I did some investigation of my own investigation, so don't. When people start saying this stuff to me, I'm going to fight back with my mouth by saying she's not Black. She's Hindu and Indian. That's not Black. Black mean nappy hair, balls, and all that, sir. It does. Sorry. She's not Black. She has good hair. Black folks don't have good hair, sir. They don't. So, no, she's all not right. Black. She's Hindu and Indian.
All right. Understandable. Thank you so much for letting me know and us know. So while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to reappeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As vice president, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions.
A 5.
5? All right. In November, we have a choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November.
A 5.
5? All right. Mm-hmm. So based on those statements, like that kind of new information-ish, for who would you vote for if the presidential elections are being held today? For Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
All right. And once again, could you please write your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential elections?
0.
0. All right. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a GED and I have some college education.
GED, all right. So would you say you have some college?
It's a general equivalency diploma. That's what a GED is. And I have some college. College, I do.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your marital status?
I'm single.
Single, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.